For the fans, by the fans, welcome to the Non-League Show in association with Audio Boom. Coming up this week, our love affair with the FA Cup continues.
Yeah, we went into the boardroom at the end of the game and they gave us a glass of champagne. How nice a touch is that?
Talking of love affairs, your first love never leaves you. We'll hear from the international who hasn't forgotten his. Let's bring in the team, my two love interests, as always. His first love was management in non-league football. Doesn't always turn out for the best. Former AFC Wimbledon, Hendon, Harrow, everywhere else beside Dave Anderson.
Go on and on. Good evening, boss. How are you?
I'm all right. You're over the moon, aren't you? Although Wimbledon knocked out of the cup.
Well, you know, I did. Yes, I did. I did tweet last night to congratulate Paul Doswell and Sutton. And I think the words are used... for a great win over my beloved Wimbledon, as people know they are. But, you know, I still think it's a magnificent result. And I must say, Kaz, on Twitter, and there's a lot of Wimbledon sort of people that follow me and I'm in touch with, they weren't happy with the sending off. But everyone to a man or a woman were wish Sutton all the best. There's a real good relationship between the two clubs. So as much as they weren't happy with the sending off, they were at ends to make sure people didn't think it was sour grapes. Has Dave finished the dishes yet?
Yeah, there's a tinkling of the ivories in the background.
Sorry about that.
I didn't appreciate, because that's the big news that's breaking tonight, actually, is that I'm desperate for the toilet. also with us, his first love is causing mischief. Good job he's in a nice, secure, stable relationship as PR man with the Ryman and Evo Stick Leagues. Or should that be, breaking up is hard to do, Dave Watters? Not the Ryman League for much longer.
Straight into the news then.
tell us what's happened.
Well, as people would have read on Sunday in the non-league paper, and it was... a joint announcement by the league on the league's website and on social media. The Ryman League, the Ryman Station, is the sponsors now for 20 years. It's the longest running football sponsorship in football. Is coming to an end at the end of the season.
Did they say why, Dave?
Yeah, well, it's not bad news or anything like that. I think it's something. The Ryman have been there now, you know, for two decades. Excuse me. I think the deal was set up originally by the former chairman of the Ryman League, Alan Turvey. Theo Fahitas, as we all know, he's been a great friend of the league. He's still involved down at Walton as well as a co-owner and sponsor. He's not going anywhere. If you read the statement that they put out, he talks about his love, the honour, you know, the great fun he's had. No one will forget, I don't think, many of the red nose days over the last 20 years where Theo, you know, raising money for charity and things like that. It really is purely amicable. I think it's probably a case of the league are probably going to be getting an even better deal, but I don't know for certain. And if I I wouldn't be at liberty to say, obviously, at this point, because it'd be commercially sensitive. But I think you'll find something's going to be announced very soon in the next week or so. And I don't think fans and clubs and players of the Ryman League will be disappointed.
So what you're basically saying is it's Dave Watters talking as Dave Watters, not as the PR mom for the Ryman League.
Well, because it's no longer the Ryman League. Right, anyway. Boys.
I changed my job title, hopefully, not my entire job.
Hey, yeah. I'll tell you what, that was a politician's answer, which moves us swiftly on to our first big guest of the week, because they were mentioned, well, at least the glories of the FA Cup were mentioned in... were you watching the House of Parliament today? Were you watching Prime Minister's Questions, Dave Watters?
I was indeed, yeah. I'm sitting there after all, you know, the latest Brexit fallout and all the rest of it. And an MP for over in Essex stood up. I didn't catch his name. He's asked Theresa May about, you know, Lincoln last night and did she see them and stuff. And she turned around, fine woman that she is, and she name-checked the club and congratulated them on their great victory. I watched it. I wasn't lucky enough to be able to go there last night, but I watched it on the television.
Well, she should have been congratulating Sutton United too, because what a couple of results it was for Sutton.
Indeed. Unbelievable,
and for Lincoln. And we can speak to... Wait, shush, because we've got a special guest on. Bruce Elliott, chairman at Sutton, joins us, and he's got a headache, so he doesn't want to hear us shouting. Hi, Bruce.
Hello, Caroline, and the two Daves. How are you?
Yeah.
We're all okay.
Very well.
How's your head?
No, it's okay, actually. It's been an unbelievable evening and an unbelievable day today. I've never known anything like it in all my years at Sutton. The whole world has gone Sutton mad, so... You know, which is great, don't get me wrong. But, it was just one of those evenings last night that everybody will remember. 900 people will remember it more fondly than the other 4,000, but that's another story.
It was quiet at the Wimbledon. Go on, Dave Anderson.
No, I was just going to say, Bruce, I just said before you came on that obviously I have a big link with Wimbledon and spoke to a few people today, and they weren't particularly happy about the sending off, but they made big bones about the fact that they didn't have sour grapes about your club winning and going through. I just thought they seemed to take it well, the defeat. But it's a massive, massive win, isn't it?
It doesn't come any bigger than that, Dave, does it? I've just put the phone down from Ivor at AFC. And I rang Eric today and Ivor and said to them both, their graciousness in defeat. We went into the boardroom at the end of the game and they gave us a glass of champagne. And, you know, how nice a touch is that? But there is a special relationship and that will continue. I said to them, you know, the relationship is even stronger after these two games. No, they weren't very happy about the referee last night. I asked a couple of neutrals if they thought it was a sending off. You can see it for yourselves. You may have already done so. If it had been the boot on the other foot, I would have expected our player to have been sent off. But then I am biased. And we're not going to change it. And as Ivor said to me, he said, if we were going to lose in the third round of the FA Cup to anybody, he said, then we'd like it to be you. And I think he genuinely means that. And we do have a special relationship with those guys. It's a top, top club.
Yeah, two wonderful clubs going head-to-head. Dave Watters.
I was just going to say, well, since Bruce, I've known you for a long time, but since the two clubs, since the day that they were formed, you know, you were there to start them off and... you'll only get stronger as the years go by. But just looking ahead, then you've been here, you've been at this stage once before, haven't you? Do you think you can do the Leeds game? But well, I don't think it was the best result, Leeds back in the 69-70 whatever. But can you go one better now?
Once. Well, who knows, Dave? I mean, look, I think this is the third time we've been in the fourth round. After the Coventry game, we played Norwich and got stuffed 8-0. And it was 6-0 47 years ago when we played Leeds. Same round, same competition, at home. There were 14,000 there that day. We won't be getting 14,000 in with all the changes that have taken place in the last 47 years. But I was there and, I do remember bits of it. I was quite young, of course. somebody said to me about the AFC games that the game oozed nostalgia. And I thought that was a wonderful way of describing the two games, as it turned out, with AFC. But you could argue that the same expression could be used for this, because, you know, what price playing them again? And they're obviously flying at the moment. Really good manager that Paul Doswell knows, and it's another sellout for us, and it's live on television, and it doesn't come any better than that. So, happy days.
Talking of happy days, go on, Anderson.
No, I was just going to ask on the football side of it that, you know, I know that the next round comes up quite quick towards the end of the month. Will Paul get a chance to get up and sort of watch Leeds, or will you leave the scouting to do that, Bruce? Are you aware of that side of it?
To be honest, we never got round to even talking about that last night. we got back to the club for a sort of half of Lager Shandy, and apparently a few of them never got home, actually. So I think they're probably still there now. But it was one of those special evenings. So I don't know, Dave, what the arrangements are, but I can promise you that the research and all the work to be done, you know, there was an unbelievable amount of research and time spent on watching Wimbledon and videos and taking advice and talking to people. But that's Paul for you. Doswell, you know, he's obsessed with it, and it's so thorough that there won't be a stone unturned, I can assure you, in preparation.
And just sort of on the other side of it, maybe more question and answer. You know, me and I think the rest of non-league were critical of all the TV companies and how they went about the coverage before the replay. Obviously, Lincoln was on the telly, which again was magnificent TV last night. But do you feel you've sort of said to them, well, there you go, that's what you've missed, a magnificent game. And now, will you have the Leeds game live?
Yeah, it's live on BT Sport.
Yeah,
brilliant.
That was announced when the draw was made. BT Sport very quickly said that the winners of the AFC Sutton game at home to Leeds will be a live game because it's on the Sunday at 2 o'clock. We've done this one to death. Of course, a lot of people have been critical, I think, on our behalf, and I've gone public and said that, you know, there were 6 games chosen for live coverage of the third round, and not one non-league side was involved in any of them. And I think there's a lot of sympathy for the fact that, you know, not one, and if it wasn't us, it could have been Barrow or it could have been somebody else, but, you know, non-league needed to be represented, the romance of the FA Cup, etc., etc. Look, yes, I suppose in a strange sort of way, we got there in the end. But, you know, we've had to get to the fourth round to do it. And, you know, I met the chief executive from Plymouth when we hosted the draw for the fourth round at the club. And, you know, super guy. You know, they're obviously doing ever so well. But they've had 3 successive television live games. So, you know, I think we deserve one. In a run like this.
Yeah, no wonder they're doing well. No wonder they're doing well with that. On just finally that note of cash, I know, Bruce, that you've talked many a time about your club being debt free and what Paul Doswell has helped and put into it by not taking wages, etc., etc. But that's been well documented. But what will you do with this money? Where do you think it will go?
Well, we thought we'd all go on holiday.
Good. Take us with you.
No, actually, the serious answer, just to make that clear, the serious answer, although we may need a holiday after the next 11 days of planning, the serious answer is that obviously it's, again, well documented that, you know, we've got a loan on the 3G. So irrespective of Doz saying that he's not bothered, we're bothered. You know, we've got an agreement with him, and this will enable us to repay that money earlier than would otherwise have been the case. And, you know, it will be but any balance will be wisely invested. And, you know, we're pretty responsible in the way we deal with the finances. And, you know, feet will be firmly on the ground, I can assure you, with regard to the money side of it. And, you know, it will be looked after, I can assure you.
I wouldn't expect any less. A real pleasure as always, Bruce.
Yeah,
all the best of luck in the next. Go on then, Waters.
Bruce, I've just got to tell Bruce a little story. Bruce, just so you know, better make sure you get all your security fully tightened up for your game, particularly around your press area. In the last 10 days, I've had at least 2 requests from people asking me to try and pull some favour and get them into that first game as a journalist. Both of them were given swift. I said, I can't do that. Well, you want to masquerade as a journalist? Yeah, I need to get in there. He had one ticket and he was desperate to his friend with him.
Well,
anyway,
well, he obviously went to the wrong person.
Bruce, I'll cut him off before he asks you anything else. Bruce, thank you as always. All the best of luck with the next 10 or so days in getting everything organised, and we will speak to you again very soon.
Thank you, and good luck with your refereeing duties with the 2 days.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that is worse than facing Leeds, I tell you. Thank you, Bruce.
I think you've got a job on your hands. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
You too, Bruce. Look after yourself.
Thank you, and you.
The wonderful Bye-bye. Bruce Elliott down at Sutton United. And that's what you expect and hope from a chairman. Going to reinvest it, going to pay those debts off.
Indeed, yeah. I didn't even get to mention my brother-in-law in 1989 and how he was on the bench when they played Coventry. But what a great result. And it is
unbelievable.
Super justice. The TV companies in the end, they just didn't have a choice, basically. You know,
no.
BT Sport will do very nicely. I wanted to ask him, actually, what TV fee now? It must be about 125,000 alone or something, I think, or maybe more than that.
Well, I know that Lincoln reckoned that they'd made up to 300,000 up to that point last night with the TV there.
Yeah.
Too. So, you know, what a difference that can make.
All I'd like to say is that when I was at Wimbledon, Sutton were two divisions above us, and we beat them at Sutton. And now Wimbledon are two divisions above Sutton. What's Neil Ardley actually doing there, you know? I'm only joking.
Bring back angry, all is forgiven.
Move on.
Well, should we go back to the fact that Lincoln got mentioned in Parliament today? Is the other side waving the flag for non-league furiously in this year's FA Cup? National League leaders, Lincoln, still in the FA Trophy, of course. Dave Anson, you and I in particular, I'm not, you know, maybe counting you out of this one, but we have a bit of a love affair with the Cowley brothers, don't we? Lincoln boss, yeah. Danny Cowley. The Lincoln boys, though, apparently only allowed an hour to celebrate their last-minute win over Ipswich in their replay. So rather than getting the Cowleys back on, given they're back to work, a man the FA may want to consider employing next time they're in the manager recruiting role. Step forward, Anthony Smith, chairman of Concord Rangers and the man who handed Danny Cowley his first role in management. Hiya, Ant.
Hi, Caroline.
Are you taking full credit?
I've got about as much chance of the FA employing me as Harry Redknapp.
I'm going to go and put some money on him.
But do you know what, Ant? That tells you everything you need to know about the FA, because they should employ both of you.
you're exactly right, Dave, exactly right.
Okay. Can I ask him something, Kaz? I'd like to sort of say that, you know, I've been to Concord many times in different divisions playing against you, as you know, and we're sort of watching a partnership grow in front of our eyes now with Danny and Nicky. But you know, you had them from the very start. Can you remember when you sat back and thought these two are a little bit different?
To be honest, it's funny because people always ask me about Harry Appenall. Nicky actually came to us on loan as a player when he was 18, and funny enough, actually spat his dummy out because he was subbed at half time. and then I sort of began to know Danny through watching him play against us for Hornchurch and Romford. But no, the two lads, they just work so hard. They work so hard at it, and and that's why they'll just succeed. They will succeed in whatever they do.
Do you think they would have got to the stage where they have now, though, Ant? Because it's been pretty remarkable from doing so well with you to doing so well with Braintree to now doing so well with Lincoln in such a short space of time.
I think, to be honest with you, I think it probably dawned on me when we beat Lowestoff and we got through to get into the National League. I think it was then that I realised that I'm not going to be able to keep hold of them, to be honest.
Yeah, that's the worst part of it, isn't it? I was speaking to Bob Dorian, the Lincoln chairman, and you could see that little bit of resignation in his eyes. He wants the club to do well, but you know you're then going to possibly have to let them go again.
Yeah, he may have put them on that 5-year contract, but unfortunately it's not going to mean nothing if a really big club comes along.
Yeah, that's not fooling any of us,
no,
is it?
No disrespect to Lincoln at all.
No, of course not. Of course not. Waters?
No, I was just going to say, I think probably another big club is going to come along, aren't they, Anthony? At this rate, I mean, their trajectory is just so fast. I mean,
it's incredible. In fact, it's probably, what's it been now? I think it's their eighth year, maybe nine. Shows how old I'm getting because I'm forgetting. But it's not a surprise to me because obviously I've seen it. I see it for 6 years. I see how well they've done each year, and Nicky, obviously, once Nicky, you know, had to give up playing. He's just as fanatical as Dan. He puts as much work in as Dan. And the two of them together, you just won't find two people that are going to work harder at trying to get results.
Just briefly. Does it give you an extra sense of security, Anthony? Because in a way, because they're brothers as well, you know, the dynamics between them, there's less friction. I mean, you know, it is unusual to have two brothers working this closely. I know it's happened before; it'll happen again. But did you think that adds to their attraction?
Yeah, I think some people will actually say, well, normally there'd be arguments between family. But to be honest with you, I've probably only known them to really fall out once or twice in all the time I've known them, and you know, they're over it within 5 minutes. So it's unusual, I would say, really, for two brothers to be able to work that closely day in, day out. But it obviously works, and to be honest with you, the whole family, you know, they sit having Sunday lunch and all they talk about is football.
Yeah. I believe that. I, you know, the big thing that I remember sort of come up against them in Raymond 1, it might have been, Ant, you know, when I was at Northwood.
I think the first time was probably in the North, yeah, it probably was, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember actually having an argument with Danny. It's the first time we met. We had a handbags, the two dugouts were sort of having a go at each other and coming out of the dressing room at half-time, me and him had words. And that's how I met him. I remember speaking to him after it, and my big point to him was, listen, you know, you've got to sort your dugout behaviour out, because, I'm one to talk. I was awful. But when I watched him last night on the TV, and how far he'd improved and grown, and when he's interviewed now, he's polished. Nicky's quite happy to be in the background publicly, but behind the scenes is a massive influence. But that's what I'm talking about. Did you see that happen week on week, month on month, you know?
Yeah, you're spot on, Dave. I honestly thought he would struggle in that department, because you know what he was like. He's very vocal. He gets very, very infused in it and the passion. And obviously, you know, a number of times I did have to speak to him. But yeah, I've got to say, he has really reined that in, and in that way, I suppose, grown up a lot in that area.
I hear that. Are you going to the match on Friday? They're back on telly again, aren't they, in the league?
I'm actually not. There is a few of the guys going up. Unfortunately, I'd committed to a charity event, and I can't. It's for my actual charity, the Indy Rose Trust, so I can't let them down.
Well, I tell you, it was a mutual loving. We went and had a cup of tea with him before the game. This isn't me bragging last night. And all he could talk about was you and your charity work and what a wonderful club at Concord too. That ethos that gave you Danny, that made you install Danny and Nicky at the club, you've tried to continue that philosophy, haven't you, in your managerial appointment since?
Yeah, it's something that Concord's always had, even before Danny and Nick, to be honest. You know, when they come, they realise it was just that, he used to always say, that unique, you know, ness about Concord. And it's just there. It's there, and people know when they come there that they have to buy into it, and they do. And, you know, we're struggling a little bit this year, but we'll get through it, and we'll carry on as we always have.
When you say, and I don't want to insult the club at all, but you're struggling because you kind of keep the finances quite tight. Are you seeing quite a big gap developing now in the National South?
Yeah, everyone knows we're probably in the bottom three budget-wise, and we've just always relied on players wanting to play for us. You know, they're not picking up big money like, you know, the top of the league clubs are in our league. As we know, your Reb Sleets and people like that who are paying lots of money out. But, yeah, we rely on people coming in and just putting their heart on their sleeve and giving us their all.
Listen, I've got to tell you this. I swear on my children's life, I have just had a text from Danny Cowley.
Is that all you're going to tell us?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what it says. I texted him obviously after the game, and he got back to me. And my text to him was, "You and Nicky have just gone from Benidorm to Barbados with a bonus." And as we're sitting talking to Ant, he's just texted, "I can't believe people pay us to win football matches. Winning is always enough for me." And that's come through, right? And I've just said we're talking to Ant, you know. But that sums him up, you know.
That says it all. It says it all, yeah. Now, to be honest with you, there's never been interest in money. He spoke to me in the summer. I'll never forget the conversation when he was trying to, you know, decide where he was going. And, you know, he was obviously a hell of a lot more money to go there. But it meant nothing to him. It really meant nothing to him. As long as he got... You know, I think as long as he matched what him and Nicky were getting from the school, he was happy, sort of thing. You know, it's that, but that's Dan. Dan's, he's got no interest. He doesn't even know how much his mortgage is a month.
He's a special fella. Well, both of them are, and his dad and his mum were there too last night. Yeah. So that equally was a wonderful moment for all them. We are going to let you go because I believe you're somewhere ahead of. There's an EGM tomorrow in the National League.
Yes, yeah, I'm just reading the minutes for tomorrow. So,
is there anything you can tell us without getting shot?
Only there's a couple of bits that probably won't be voted for, I'd imagine.
Oh. Don't leave us hanging. All right, so when we find something hasn't gone through, we'll know it wasn't popular.
There's been lots of emails going around from all the chairmen in the league, and I think it's quite obvious that no one's going to be going for the proposal. So.
Oh, all right. Well,
give us a hint. What are they to do with promotion and relegation, or changing the rules, or what?
It's to do with playoff places and where they want to play the playoff finals and bits and pieces.
Well, I tell you, that's enough for me without Ant getting in trouble. He's a good man for not doing that.
I was going to say, I'll probably get an email in about 10 minutes.
Listen, Kaz, we've just had another update from Dan. He's just gone, I said I was talking to Ant. He's gone, send him my best. He's still my favourite chairman, even though he never paid me.
Wait, he's not paying, is he?
So everything checks out, Ant. Everything checks out.
And enjoy your night. Enjoy reveling in it a bit more. That the man that found the two diamonds.
Nicky was the best player. Nicky got less money.
Too right.
Guess who's trying to ring me now?
Who's that? Danny.
Danny Carley.
Well, he's far more important than us, so we'll hang up on you. And thanks for coming on.
Great to speak to you all.
You too. Take care, Ant. Ant Smith, chairman down at Concord. And what a job he's done with getting Danny, with Nicky, and putting them on the road. And it's true, isn't it? Every time that Danny does talk about him or Nicky, they talk with fondness about that club.
Oh, to be fair, Kaz, sorry, Dave, for jumping in. But I've gone there with various clubs and played against them at various levels. And to be fair, I'll tell it. I've stopped smoking, I'm proud to say, for 4 or 5 years now, but in them days I smoked, and I would always go outside for a smoke with the chairman, which doesn't happen in the Premier League. And his enthusiasm for his football club would sell it to you. It's not the nicest place to go, Concord, but it was Man United to him, and I think that's part of their success. A big part comes down to how he sells it and deals with it, Kaz, you know.
Now, I know, Dave, that you're fond of Mark Twain. Well, much quoted, of course, Mark Twain is saying, the report of my death was an exaggeration. Well, something applicable to one well-known non-league football club. Hillingdon Borough, now of the Spartan League, rumoured this week on social media to have tendered their resignation from the league and then folded. Then on Wednesday morning came word that thanks to a former player, you might know him, a now Premier League star even, with Everton, Yannick Bolasie, everything in the world was rosy and the club could carry on. They'll play Bulldog Town in the league this Saturday. Chair Dee Dand can hopefully explain more. Hiya, Dee.
Hi.
So was this exaggerated, that the death of the club, or were you on your knees?
No, it was exaggerated. We've got no problems, no financial problems. We're absolutely fine. We're all right with our team, our management, our first team manager. Everything is fine. It was just that we felt just a little bit disheartened on the pitch. You know, when sometimes things don't go right, and you get disheartened. That's all it is. So when Yannick heard this rumour, he was on the phone immediately saying, hi, guys, what's happened? Could you tell us? So obviously we told him we're a little bit disheartened. And his words were, come on, get up, let's go. No financial assistance, nothing. We are absolutely fine. Just need support. Okay. That's all. Not only us, a lot of non-league football clubs need support from their locals.
Without doubt. I just want to, because I don't know if you've seen this message that's gone viral today on Everton from Yannick, says, I'm always happy to help out one of my former clubs. They are in need of support at the moment, so I just wanted to chip in. It's true they used to pay me in burgers. There were plenty of stories like that back in the day, he says. So when he says chip in, it's not financial then, it's just...
No. Just moral support. He's going to try. He always does. Whenever he's in the area, he comes and visits us, says hello, and we're always concerned how he is. as well, and vice versa. We always try to get in contact with Yannick. How are you doing? How are the children? How's the family? And of course, he's injured. We've been very concerned about it and things like that. So it's not no financial support, just moral support. That is all.
And when you say you were in need of support, had it got that dark, Dee, that you were considering?
No. Need of support, as you know, non-league football clubs don't get that many spectators. Number one, it's the area we are in. There's several football clubs, and supporters are thinly spread. Yes.
Mm.
Number two, help in with the paperwork. All these things, sometimes they get on the top of you. Nothing else. But that's no problem. We've been inundated with help for that as well. So we're okay. It's just that sometimes you just need that boost to get up and go.
Yeah.
And it would be nice for the locals, not just for myself, or wherever there is a non-league football club, for them to support their non-league football club.
Dave,
you know,
I'm slightly confused there because this, you know, it's fantastic to see a former player. I think it's wonderful when former players go back to their roots and they help, you know, the people that made them. But in the case of this story, then, I mean, he's obviously going to help you and support, but is it a non-story though? I mean, did you or not pull out of the league this week, or was that false?
That's just a thing that, you know, we were very hurt and we said, right, we may think things aren't working out right. But the league, everybody's been very supportive, saying, guys, we're behind you, these things happen. And when Yannick got hold of the rumour, Yannick was... Oh, I cannot tell you, couldn't get on the rocket quick enough to get here and say, hey guys, you know, do you remember, Dee, you used to feed me burgers every time I used to score. So how can you be feeling so down when you've got me up here? You know.
So you were considering pulling out then at one stage?
Not really, but just needed that support. You know, sometimes you feel demoralised. I was feeling a little down. But it wasn't so much I was feeling down. My first team manager felt that he wasn't being treated right. Well, you know, sometimes on the pitch you know how things happen. But that's the name of the game. Sometimes when things don't go our way, we feel, oh, wait a minute, I should have won this game. Oh, wait a minute, I shouldn't have got this red card. Wait a minute, we shouldn't have got the yellow card. You know, these things happen.
Sorry, Kaz. I just want to come. Dee, I'm really interested in this because I actually do live local and I play golf around the corner from the club. And I, it's nice to have it. Do you actually watch the games then? Do you go home and away?
I don't go to the away games. I'll be very honest. It's very rare I've gone away. For simple reason, sometimes I work up to 18 hours a day in order to keep football going. We have to get our side business going. And when you're a working director, sometimes you have no choice. Sometimes I don't. Mm. I'll be very honest. I've only been to one way game since, you know, this season. For simple reason, I have to get the club going. I have to support them financially. So I do watch the home games. There's no doubt because I'm here.
Brilliant. And you know, because as I say, I live in the area, and it's great to have Dee on because, you know, the local, the grapevine, the what people say, whether right or wrong, is, you know, and Dee, you've always been accused, probably behind your back most of the time, that you've
they
no
can
interest
say whatever
in football.
Like. Please come and see what
no.
I do.
No, I'm asking you. No, I'm asking you now. No, people say that you've no interest in football, but
if
obviously, by the way, you're talking.
I wouldn't be paying the bills for football. I wouldn't be paying the bills. I wouldn't be paying the electric, gas, water rates to keep this club going. I wouldn't be paying for the referees' costs. I wouldn't be paying for the.
Yeah, we all know. Listen, I know
players.
How a football club runs. You don't need to run through every one. But I'm just saying that, you know, I think it's good to have you on so that you can actually say that you do like football because people have accused you. And
I wish I had more time to watch it.
Yes.
I wish I had more time to watch it. Yeah, that's the only thing I lack is time.
Yeah.
What will happen now then, Dee, do you think? What are you hoping that Yannick will be able to help you with?
By just having Yannick's support morally and Yannick... you know, that's good enough for us. And if he wishes to give any other sport, it would be nice, but that's it. But we are not looking for him to give us finance, because we finance ourselves. Like I said, I work 18 hours a day some days.
And hand on your heart, Dee, what would you say to the fans that might be worried then about this happening again?
Oh, listen, we're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. We're here.
That's brilliant.
Just give us some sport. We're not going anywhere.
Brilliant
news. I'm here. Yeah? Yeah, I'm not going anywhere, I can promise you. I may go on a holiday for a couple of weeks, but otherwise I'm not going anywhere.
In the close season.
And that is if I'm lucky, because of, I work, we work. That's how we keep this place going.
Dee, we wish you all the best of luck. Let us know when Yannick's down there as well. And
It has to be said as well, Dee. It has to be said that you've got a really, really good clubhouse. It's, you know, for events and stuff like that, because I've been in it. You know, they've spent time and money on doing it up compared to what it was years ago. It's a really nice venue, Dee, isn't it?
Yes, we work hard. We work, my son and I and the staff, we all work hard. That is, you know, money doesn't come from football. I'm not going to lie, because we don't have many spectators. Then again, we're not only the only non-league football club who's saying this. You know, is the truth.
Mm.
Yeah. So we obviously have to generate revenue from other ways. Yeah. And luckily, we are also based next to a crematorium, so we take on a lot of wakes and things like that. So, you know, we generate income from other sources to keep this place going. And we're always on the improvement path. Road to construction, a road to success is always under construction. That is my motto.
Well, so, Dee, keep going on that road, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dee. Look after yourself. Dee Dand joining us, chair of Hillingdon Borough. And I know, Dave, you mentioned that there's been some concerns in the local area.
Yeah.
She's cleared it up there. So Yannick, she says, hasn't put any money in. And it'd be great to speak to Yannick. So hopefully next time he's down there, we'll send you down, Dave.
But
I'm sure he'll look forward to that.
You know, I think as well, because, you know, I'm delighted she's come on, because it's someone that have a genuine interest in her interest in her football club. And I think it's good that she's come on. She's answered the questions, and she's more or less assured that the people of the football club that support it and play for it, that there is going to be a football club, and brilliant. That's brilliant for anyone.
You are listening to the Non-League Football Show. If there is a story you'd like us to look at, you can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Non-League Show, and perhaps we'll send Dave along. So we've celebrated the glory that is the FA Cup, the English FA Cup. So what about north of the border? This weekend, Scottish junior club Bonnyrigg Rose Athletic take on current Scottish Cup holders Hibernian in the fourth round of the competition, and the man set to lead them, hoping to emulate Messrs Cowley and Doswell, is Robbie Horn, who joins us now. Hiya, Robbie.
Hi there, how are you doing?
We're all okay. What about you? How big has this week been?
It's been huge. It's been absolutely manic so far. It's all been a bit surreal, to be honest. But I'm sure when Saturday comes at 3 o'clock, it'll all be real at that point there. But it's been great. It's been great exposure for the club throughout this week. And just really looking forward to the game there.
You've been on the telly, have you?
We've been on Sky Sports News, the local television here, BBC Scotland, obviously STV as well. So it's been great. It's been fantastic coverage for the club, and it's been just great exposure for the players as well.
Robbie, sorry, Kaz, I was just going to ask the difference in, you know, obviously we know where Hibs are, their Premier League club. Or how many divisions between you?
Well, the problem is there's different associations, to be honest. So we're not part of the SFA. We're actually the GFA, which is the Scottish Juniors Football Association. So what they've tried to do is they're trying to create a pyramid system in Scotland whereby you can enter into the Lowland League, which would then get you into the main Scottish leagues after that. Unfortunately, till now, the junior clubs have been kind of loath to join into the pyramid system. So the only way we can actually enter into the Scottish Cup is by winning our league, or by winning the Scottish Junior Cup, which is obviously the holy grail for the junior football teams up here. So, but you know, I think in time, I think football will change up here, and the pyramid system will begin to work, and you'll find that more junior teams might actually join into the pyramid system.
And just one more, Kaz, quickly. Sorry to jump in. What's your average
pay? We're usually about 300, 400 is our average gate. We got we had over 800 on Saturday in the local derby against Newton Grange. So yeah, that was a decent crowd for us. Against Dumbarton in the last round at home, I think there was about 1600. We took 400 or 500 away to the replay against Dumbarton, but obviously on Saturday we've got 5,000 Bournemouth fans going to the game. So
incredible.
It's been great for the community as well. Another big thing obviously as well is there's 1,000 kids that play within the community club, and a lot of them are going to be there on Saturday with their parents and coaches. So it's just fantastic for the community that we've managed to get this far.
Yeah, seeing your full 1,000 ticket allocation to your youth setup, they've all been taken.
Yeah, it was 4,900, and obviously hospitality as well was for Bournemouth, so that's been sold out as well, and the Hibs allocation has been sold out. It's just unfortunate Tincastle only was getting a bit of redevelopment to the main stand, so the main stand's actually out of action, but I think we probably could have sold that out as well if it had been open. Such has been the demand for tickets, and that was the main reason for having to move it away from Bournemouth as well. You know, it's obviously the beauty of the cup that you could maybe play these teams at your home ground, but it was just such was the demand for tickets that it was always going to have to be moved.
I see you've sorted your own family out, though. One of your daughters, or your daughter's one of the mascots for the day?
Yeah, my youngest daughter, she's one of the mascots for the day. So there's 11 mascots as well on the day for each of the players, so that's great. It's absolutely fantastic. She's really, really looking forward to it as well. My oldest daughter and my wife will be in the stand as well, so along with all the family in the other stand. So, yeah, just looking forward. It's going to be a great family occasion for everybody. You know, when we were selling tickets as well at the ground, I was there when we were selling tickets as well, and you were getting people from Bournemouth coming with their families just to make sure they were getting seats next to each other and stuff. So it was great to see.
Dave Waters.
I've got a soft spot for Scottish football in the Highland League and stuff, because I used to have an editor called Stuart Kroll, if he's out there listening. He used to do a great job covering your football up there. But tell me, have you broken a series of records, either club or league records, in what you've done this run? And are you going to be on the TV then, or in your when you play in this game?
Basically, we've played 7 games to get to this stage, and obviously being the first junior team to knock out a championship team, which is obviously a great achievement. And regarding the television, we're going to be on the highlight show on the BBC in Scotland on Saturday night. Unfortunately, BBC and Sky had already picked their games on the Monday before we played Dumbarton and the replay on the Tuesday night. It's just unfortunate that we obviously missed out. I think I was speaking to people from the BBC and Sky as well, they wished they'd maybe held off for another day just to see how our result had gone, but I think everybody had kind of written us off. But obviously, over the 2 games against the Championship team, I think we deserved to go through. We didn't concede a goal. And we deserve to win the replay as well at their place.
Listen, one more from me, because the others have got some notes ahead of this interview, but I want to ask this question. Is it true that we could see the legend that is Sean Connery at this game?
I don't think he's going to make it. Obviously, everybody's grasped onto the fact that he did play for Bournemouth Rose going back, and he did stay a mile from the ground. And he did actually score a goal once for Bournemouth Rose. So, yeah, there's been a big play in that, obviously, in the media, Sky and BBC up here as well. So it's all been great fun, and the players have really enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed it. It's been a great experience. And the players are really deserving of all the publicity they're getting this moment in time, as are the club. Committee worked extremely hard to keep the club going, especially over the last few years. It's been difficult for them. But we're not reliant on the money that we're going to make from this game as well. You know, the club's is very stable financially, so the money we're going to get from the game is a huge bonus. And they're looking to improve the stadium, put floodlights in, and hopefully I might get a little bit of money to spend on some of the players as well.
I was going to say, Robbie, give yourself some credit. Well done on all that you've done. And a bonus. Give yourself some credit and a bonus. Thank you so much for coming on the show. A win this weekend then?
We'll take a draw, and we'll take the proceeds from that and the draw as well, and maybe knock them out in the replay.
Robbie, enjoy every moment with you and the family, and that, it's going to sound cliche, but that family of football that you get as well from the lower leagues, that's why we all talk about it every week, because we love it. So thank you so much for coming on.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Robbie.
Much, guys.
Take care.
You all the best.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. What a great guy.
Brilliant.
And I don't mean that in a condescending way, because we're all used to being condescending, or at least hear condescending talk when it comes sometimes to grassroots football. But that level of that ability to test yourself, and as Robbie was saying, you know, if they help sort out the pyramid in some way in Scotland too, what a difference that could be for the future.
Yeah, I think cuz that I didn't realize that was the situation of it. I thought there was a pyramid system, the same as England. And you know, listen, we knock the FA, we knock leagues, we knock things because it's our job to pick holes and things. But the one thing that we have got is a real structure, you know, that you can't start at the bottom and go all the way to the top. And I think hopefully in Scotland they'll get that sorted out soon.
We've all had our knockers.
Some of them big.
I see what they do need to know, because this guy that I mentioned earlier on, Stuart Croll at Non-League Today, he used to look at me on a Friday night and I'd say to him, so just explain to me how this works, Stuart, because you've got like West Highland Junior League, East Highland Junior, Senior. Honestly. Mm. He used to think, he looked at me every week like I was stupid.
Well, he may have had a point.
I must have said that. But I don't care.
Top one.
How to admit my ignorance of Ireland.
On that note, what a perfect note as always to end, unless there's anything else anyone else would like to add.
No, nope.
That felt a bit like when you're in a church getting married. I'd marry you both. I don't think it's strictly legal. Sorry, go on, Waters.
No. I was just going to say there's no objections to our impending nuptials at my end.
Oh, well, that came up on me all too soon. Dave Waters, Dave Anderson, thank you as always.
If you want to put
the show on your website, you can. Nonleaguefootballshow.com is where you should head to grab an embeddable player for free and probably something else besides. Dave Waters, Dave Anderson, they'll return hopefully next week. Be part of it too. Join us on social media @NonLeagueShow.